You are listening to 89.3 FM, The Remix with DJ Cisco and Gerald Oliveri. And right now it's time to go for sports, and we're going to talk to Doug and Ryan Stewart, also known as the Two Live Stews. They host a sports talk radio show on 790 AM every weekday from noon to 3. Now, I've traveled to several cities in the U.S., and when I go, I listen to the AM radio stations as well as the FM stations, and I haven't heard any show comparable to theirs. What they do is really phenomenal, and I believe they're just scratching the surface of their potential as sportscasters. Now, the reason why I'm bringing them to you is because their story is really one of inspiration. Whether you're an artist trying to make it in the music business or an entrepreneur trying to start a business, their story will show you that with hard work and some faith, you can be where you want to be. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and get things started by simply asking you, how did you guys get started in sports talk radio?
Basically, we had an idea, man. We're brothers.
We're brothers.
To make a long story short, we used to talk about sports all the time. Ryan played in the NFL, and he had worked part-time at 790 here in town. Filling in for folks on the weekend and stuff like that. And one day we had a big heated debate, argument in his basement about a sports topic, and some of our friends that were watching were saying that we should have our own sports show. So to make a long story short, we put together an idea. He took it to some people here at 790. They gave us the chance, and the rest is history, bro.
So Ryan, what was the early response to your show?
On the first night, we had full lines, and when we first got started, after the first night, the powers that be came upstairs and asked us when could we come back, and they let us know. And the next time we came in, which was like 2 or 3 days later, full lines again, and the bosses came upstairs and said, we're going to put you guys on the payroll. It's not going to be nothing major. It'll probably barely pay for your gas, but it's going to be a good opportunity. We want to see how this thing goes, and it's just been a major blessing, man.
When you guys started out, your show wasn't on the air regularly. It came on late at night. And as a listener, you never knew when the Stews would be on the air because it always seemed like your show was preempted by other programming. Now your show comes on during the day and is one of the highest rated shows on the station. At that time, did you ever imagine that you would have come this far?
Oh, definitely, yeah. We knew once we got in the door that it would be successful. I mean, there was not a doubt in my mind. It was just a matter of how long it would take for the station to really buy into it and back it up and believe in it. Was it going to be this station or was it going to be another station? But we had nothing but total faith in the idea. And we knew it was going to be successful, but we didn't know how long it would take, and we didn't imagine that it would take just a little over a year and a half.
So what are some of the things that you've learned since starting the show over a year and a half ago?
Really just be ourselves. And this is Doug Stewart talking. Really just be ourselves and talk about guy talk and things that you normally just talk about, amongst your friends. And just keep it simple and just talk about the main things that are going on right now. And be truthful with people. And like we always say on the show, we keep it real. And just don't really try to fake nothing. Just give real, honest opinions and people respect it.
And not only that, everybody's opinions that call up here, they have their own opinions. Just like everybody's got separate fingerprints, everybody has separate ideas and separate thoughts. They look at different issues different ways. And just because Doug and I look at something one way, we may agree or disagree. If a caller calls up, agrees or disagrees with us, that doesn't make us right, makes them wrong. So, we really just learned that if you allow people to be people, they'll appreciate that.
So when you interview sports legends like Michael Irvin or Lawrence Taylor, do you ever think to yourself, like, wow, I'm interviewing one of the all-time greats?
Well, I mean, we really, me personally, I've never been
starstruck.
I've never really been in awe of, like, stars. I mean, I haven't played sports our whole lives, and we've been around people. My brother played in the NFL, obviously. I played a little bit of college football, and we've always been around, guys that have been doing good things and big things as far as sports-wise. And, like, most of our lives, we've hung out with, so-called big time people, and people that we play ball with, they've went on and done great things in college and pro, and it's just never really been with me personally, and I pretty much can talk for Ryan either. We've never really been starstruck, so we always, whenever we get somebody online, we always talk to them like we've known them for a long time and try to get like things out of them that you normally wouldn't hear in any in another interview.
Our father raised us not to really have idols. You know, you can appreciate people and their talents and really like somebody, but when you put people up on pedestals and you idolize them, you're setting yourself up to get let down and if they disappoint you in any way. So everybody's just a person. Us, they put their pants on one leg at a time like we do.
Let's talk for a second about some current sports issues so our listeners can get a feel for how you discuss things on your show. First of all, what's your opinion about the Braves' continuous early departure from the playoffs?
Well, we totally differ on this thing, but, I mean, me personally, this is Doug again. I'd like to see something done different. And the only constant, the only thing that had changed over this 12-year run is Bobby Cox. And not that he hadn't done a good job. Obviously, they've done a good job. They've won 12 division titles. But the only constant is him. And I just like to try to see a different manager in there with different, you know, eye deals and maybe play a little small ball and, you know, hit and run and steal bases and things that Bobby historically hadn't done in the playoffs. You know, give him a gold watch, send him on his way, a rocking chair, that type of stuff. But let's just try something different. It's just totally insane to me that, you know, you'd be happy with one world championship in that time. You know, if the Lakers would have thought that same way and kept Dale Harris, or if the Bulls would have kept, you know, Doug Collins, you know, would they have had their championships? I don't think so. You just got to try something different. And I don't see any other organization that would have kept, you know, the one manager with the same second place, you know, mentality for 12 years.
And I kind of disagree with Doug. I think Bobby Cox, there's two streaks that's going on in sports that's rather incredible if you really think about it, and they both are happening here in Atlanta. One of them being Bobby Cox taking the Braves to 12 titles, not World Series titles, but 12 division titles. That's an incredible streak when you think about it, with the incredible athletes that's playing baseball these days and all the incredible managers to get there right there every year. I think that's kind of incredible. And the other streak is the fact that the Falcons have never won back-to-back seasons. Those are two incredible streaks. And I think Bobby Cox is with a mixture of talent. You know, every year he gets there, and I think it's just hard to win. There's not a lot of teams that's like the Yankees, and I kind of think he should be commended.
Speaking of the Falcons, Ryan, I want to get your opinion and Doug's opinion for that matter on this season and what needs to happen next season in order for us to improve. But right now, we're going to get back into the music. And when we come back, we're going to continue our exclusive interview with Doug and Ryan Stewart, also known as the Two Live Stews. You're listening to 89.3 The Remix with DJ Cisco and Gerald Oliveri on your station for progressive information. 89.3 FM.
This is Keenan Forner of the Atlanta Falcons. I go for sports with Gerald Oliveri on 89.3.
It's the fly love song.